March 4th, Saturday of the first week of Lent. What is the good life? How do we live it? Philosophers, at least as far back as Aristotle, have seen this as the true way to happiness. The scriptures agree. As today's psalm says, "Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart." The Old Testament equated the good life with the Ten Commandments, the statutes, commandments, and decrees given by God that define the covenant relationship between God and God's chosen people. These commandments defined how people should live to create a peaceful, just, and orderly society. They required honesty, reverence, fidelity, and respect for life and property. These were the virtues necessary for a good society in this world of ours. In today's gospel, Jesus goes beyond the Ten Commandments given to Moses. He is not just tightening them up, but rather offering a different kind of society and a different world. This world transcends the world we see around us in three important ways. First, in this new world, God is in charge, and God's anointed one, the Christ, reigns as king. That means that God is the ultimate judge, not us, and God's ways are not our ways. Second, God's way is a way of mercy and forgiveness, not judgment and punishment. Third, God's mercy is offered to all, indiscriminately. God does not decide that some are worthy, others not. All are precious in God's eyes. To follow Jesus is to live in this new world. It means not taking judgment or retribution on ourselves, but leaving it to God. And it means treating everyone with kindness and acceptance, even if they have wronged us, just as the Father, quote, makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and unjust. It means loving our enemies. A lot of people have problems with this. It does not seem fair. Shouldn't people get what they deserve? But the whole point of Jesus' teaching is for us to see others as God sees them, not from our own limited and self-interested point of view. Like most other people, I struggle, not always successfully, to love my enemies. It helps to remember that to someone else, I am the enemy. All of us have wronged others, both by our individual actions and through the attitudes and structures we support. We may not always intend it or even be aware of it, but the one who is wronged knows it. They have as much reason to hate us as we have to hate the ones who have hurt us. We are all better off if we can just let go of the resentment and move on. Before we label God's judgment unfair, we should also be aware of the unfairness of our own judgments. It is easy to look down on those living broken lives, economically, socially, physically, or mentally, and see them as unworthy. But that is not what God sees. God sees the goodness in them that we often miss, especially in their struggles to make a life in a hostile world where they are denied the many advantages we have, and in the care they show for one another. God even sees through their antisocial and harmful actions to the fundamental humanity underneath, crying out for acceptance. Those who are willing to break through their prejudices and reach out to the rejected find the beauty under the rough exteriors. For example, last Sunday's New York Times had a story about an organization called On Point that provides services to chronic drug users on the street in New York. They offer food, clean clothing, a chance for a shower and laundry, and they try to get the people into housing, counseling, and medical care where needed. They also offer more controversial help, including emergency interventions for overdoses, needle exchanges, and safe spaces for drug use. Their critics see this as enabling bad behavior, aggravating a serious nuisance, and creating a more dangerous environment for everyone. To many, the people on the streets are problems, threats, irritants, human wrecks, and failures. But for the people at On Point and others like them, the people they reach out to are human beings that need help. And they do what they can to provide safety, comfort, and acceptance, what any person needs for a decent life. The hope is that if they can address the immediate needs of the people who are in trouble and can win their trust, they can help them deal with the deeper issues that drove them into the sad state they are in now. That requires compassion, not judgment. It means following God's way, not our way. It is messy, frustrating work that requires persistence and determination, but it has saved more than a few lives and provides some light and hope in a dark world. To live in hate not only diminishes the humanity of others, it cripples our own. It keeps us from seeing the goodness in others and weakens the goodness in us. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too heavy a burden to bear." Jesus offers us a better way and a better world, a world where God's mercy rules, allowing us to see the beauty in others and even in ourselves.